Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, why are dating apps for men like this these days? All you find are 304s, pregnant and trans ladies, single mothers, fatzos, ugly chicks, and crazy ones. I think they missed the cougar that's ready for the nursing home. I used to get plenty of matches from those ones. Even with all these wonderful options, we men would still get turned down because they all deserve a man that's a 10 out of 10. The least trashy one is the middle top, but she's bi. Both bi and bipolar. Up next, Hooters is going bankrupt. Is it Hooters or Heifers? Their meal allowance must be off the charts. This picture is a parody, but here's a real one. With one old enough to be your granny and the other a trans woman. You definitely don't want your wings dipped in her special sauce. Here's yet another DEI Hooters. If you want to go bankrupt, this is the best way to do it. Notice that she doesn't need to wear an apron to keep her tips. She's already got a big one. Number three, meet the Baltimore City School CEO earning $445,000 a year. And at the same time, zero students were proficient in math at 23 of Baltimore schools in 2022. More importantly, is that a man or a ma'am? If it's a dude, then he's got some long hair. Is that back in style now? Those kids would probably learn more if Eric Zoolander was their teacher. But public education is just glorified babysitting these days. If you want your kids to learn something, then homeschool them. Moving on, she's a 10, but it's in feet. But I don't really believe this height difference. Do you guys think it would ever happen? Probably only if he has some mad money and status. That's the only way I see it happening. But he's not even tall enough to slip it in her while standing up. But I'm sure that many guys out there would gladly be her hobbit if she smiled at them. But I don't think she's 10 feet tall. He's just a tiny dude. Either that or this is photoshopped. Number 5, Vixen is either crazy or gaslighting, saying that she doesn't understand why women want or are willing to have sons. Sons provide women love, attention, and resources for a lifetime. Plus, if they don't get married, then quite often they become the son husband. Also, females are more likely to become abusers than males if you look at the domestic violence numbers. Woman-on-woman violence is a lot more prevalent these days. Up next, if Star Wars was first filmed today, this is what it would look like, with Darth being a dame. If that's what passes for a father these days, then many of us might be gay. Say what you will, but Big Titty Vader would definitely sell a lot more action figures. I'm surprised that somebody already hasn't made a corn parody using the female Darth Vader. Hopefully I won't give anyone any naughty ideas. Number 7, this is the definition of insanity. Being held on rape charges for 2 months in South Africa despite not even having a penis. Luckily, justice was served and he was awarded £35,000. The case officer was given medical records showing the man has had his penis chopped off at the age of 12. And the officer didn't tell the prosecutor and kept the exonerating evidence hidden. That's why the state had to pay those damages. This reminds me of that one time a one-armed man was fined for applauding. Or that one-legged man that won first prize in an ass-kicking competition. Moving on, remember guys, then men aren't avoiding marriage. They're avoiding divorce and homelessness. Because these days, most men are not husbands. They're nothing more than resources waiting to be harvested. You're not there to be loved, but to be consumed. Also, why would a man sign a crooked contract where a woman is rewarded if she breaks it? Women won the battle of wrecking men if we marry them. But they lost their war because now we're increasingly refusing to marry them entirely. Number 9, would you date Taylor Swift here? She looks like the football player that she's about to dump. Looks like she's finally got them curves and no longer has an ironing board behind. But by the looks of her, there's nothing Swift about her anymore. Except how quickly she spreads her taco for Tyrone. If Hooters was still open, she'd probably upgrade her outfit and work there instead of serving people McSwifties. Up next, what happened to Smallville actor Tom Welling? He's only 47. Looks like he refuses to spend money every year on cosmetic surgery. But I think he just got tired of being recognized and just wanted some peace and quiet when he goes out in public. Also, let's not forget, one is a professional shot and the other is a mugshot for a DEI. No one would say anything if he dyed his hair and looked like this at a recent premiere. Number 11, people ask what happened to women over the last 70 years. Nothing. We just stop locking up the insane ones, and the mind virus has spread to the somewhat sane ones now. Not to mention women in the 1950s needed to be on their best behavior because they couldn't have careers, and if they misbehaved, their husbands held the purse strings and would cut them off. And they also couldn't get a divorce. Women used to face consequences. That's why they look the way that men wanted them to in the past. Moving on, Steve Harvey asks one of the Family Feud contestants to name something stupid liberals do. This woman says they claim there's a gender pay gap, but then turn around and say there's no such thing as gender. The only thing that's missing is the dumbfounded look on Steve Harvey's face that he's famous for. But this would also never happen because I've never known a woman to be that funny before. If there's a wage gap, then why do men want to become women? Number 13, remember guys, that if you're in a relationship with a woman, there's always room for improvement. Forget about the stupid sandwich. I can make it myself, and besides, I don't eat carbohydrates. But has she tried tattoo removal yet? And even if she does remove them, remember, you still can't renew old cars and town bicycles, because if you look in their eyes, they always seem to have that 1,000 schwing schwang stare. Most guys would say I can fix her and ask her to bring a cold one to wash down that sandwich. At least she doesn't have metal in her belly button and nose yet. Up next, looks like airlines could soon charge overweight passengers more for plane tickets. Finally, I'm sick and tired of paying extra for a few pounds of luggage while subsidizing 500-pound passengers that get a bonus seat for free. If they take up more than one seat, then they need to pay for it. Looks like the airlines ran out of things to charge us for increasing profits. Air Canada recently decided to start charging people for your carry-on that you bring into the cabin. Number 15, would you date a woman who has ugly hip dips? Only a woman would actually bring these up. I've seen these before, but like most guys, we don't care about them. Women point these out on other women to destroy each other's self-esteem and destroy the competition. Also, if you look at those hip dips really closely, you'll notice the really poor Photoshop job. Now, if a woman pisses me off and I see her hip dips, I can wrench in them and destroy your ego. Thanks for making me aware of this, ladies. Moving on, these two say that outdoor spaces are not welcoming for their bigger bodies. How much effing space do you really need? Maybe they need a new planet that has lower gravity so they can move around freely without being weighed down. And notice how gravity pulls them together. Then again, these days, some of them are big enough to be planets themselves. What they're really asking for is motorized fat scooter lanes through nature parks. Number 17, which one would you pick, Sydney Sweeney or Elizabeth Olsen? How about neither or both? If I was simping, it has to be Sweeney, because she's a decade younger and only for recreational use. I'd have to stay away from the Olsons because as child actors, they were probably groomed by various Epstein types. But for most thirsty guys out there, choosing one is like choosing between breathing and blinking. Here's my final answer. Sydney Olson. Up next, Ariana Grande recently posted this on Instagram and then deleted it pretty quickly. What does it mean? Obviously, it's a sign that she needs to take more Zempec. Or maybe it means that she likes them apple pies from McDonald's. Maybe Taylor Swift can hook her up. That's 3 days worth of dinner for her, though, and she thought about cheating on her diet but immediately threw that whole thing in the trash after taking the photo. Then again, maybe it's just a picture of her last meal. Number 19, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has moved to change the Mexican Constitution to protect the cartels from U.S. attacks. Of course she has. Why do you think she's still alive, unlike the other 41 candidates for president they were assassinating during the Mexican election? She is the cartel. If the U.S. government just manufactured drugs and gave them out for free, the cartels would be broken in a couple of weeks, and Mexico would fall into civil war. Of course, a million Americans would also OD, but that might be a small price to pay for the peace that comes after. Moving on, isn't it weird? You need a license to go fishing, but you don't need a license to make a baby. Everything but that has a license, including hunting, driving, owning a dog, and operating a shortwave radio. But anyone can become a parent. If you needed to have a license to have a kid, then most people would fail and the fertility rates would fall below one. The system needs new citizens as tax serfs, so it's willing to make an exception in this one case. Number 21, Michelle Obama enlisted drag queens and Cardi B to help the swing state turnout where Kamala was losing ground. I can't believe this didn't work. But why did she need to hire drag queens when she's already dressed up that way? She'll probably say that the reason Kamala lost was because there were way too many misogynistic men out there refusing to help a sister out. There were probably more balls on that stage than at a pool hall. Up next, and they say that our justice system isn't fair. This man is accused of chopping somebody to pieces and eating their brain in an eyeball, and yet he's been granted conditional release. He clearly deserves a second chance. A second chance to feast on brains, no doubt. Maybe eating that eyeball gave him some new perspective. I hope the good people of Connecticut can feel confident that they weren't racist and they gave this black man his freedom back. Too bad Jeffrey Dahmer died in prison, though. Otherwise, we would have actually given him a second chance too. Number 23, mad as hell Canadians are canceling their US vacations en masse, as the trade war heats up. If Canadians are angry now, let's just wait until they realize that nobody in America knows this is even happening. Actually, American companies like Disney and motel/hotel chains and the Sun Belt will feel a 2-5% drop in business. More Canadians have also been moving out of Florida lately due to the higher price of the US dollar. That's hurting America way worse, especially as the real estate market ends up rolling over. Moving on, this woman feels upbeat because she can't find a man that meets her standards. But when men tell her that she doesn't meet their standards, she loses her mind. If women didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all. When women chase the top few percentage points of men, it's bound to happen that they don't meet the top male standards for commitments. As if women are self-aware enough for the second picture to ever happen. Number 25 and the last one, what unpopular opinion do you have that would make women chase you down in a stampede? Is it that most women will do anything for money? How about telling a feminist to her face that she would be happiest as a homemaker and wife? There's always the always popular one where a woman's value is tied to her body count. Or the more recent addition, only women have vaginas. No vagina, no woman. That one will anger many of them. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.